Welcome to Module 3, Session 2. In this session, you're going to learn what's even more important than understanding the difference between emotions and feelings. Let's begin. So before you get caught up trying to discern if what you're experiencing when you dance is a feeling or an emotion, there's something more important to focus on first and foremost, and it's this: your feelings and emotions, plus your thoughts and physical sensations, in other words, everything that makes up the human experience, it's all energy, and energy is naturally always in motion. Therefore, when you dance, your ultimate mission is to allow the energy to flow through you as you. And you do this by allowing yourself to have whatever experience is arising in the moment. The more you're able to do this, the more you develop your capacity to accept yourself, be at home with yourself, say yes to yourself, and say yes to the infinite that is always within you. Let me say that again because it's worth repeating. The more you're able to allow yourself to have whatever experience is arising in the moment, the more you develop your capacity to accept yourself, be at home with yourself, say yes to yourself, and say yes to the infinite that is always within you. Unfortunately, though, we don't always allow ourselves to have whatever experience is arising in the moment, and therefore we block the flow of energy. We do this unconsciously by judging it or having an opinion about it. We deny it, avoid it, and repress it. But when we do this, we're ultimately also doing two things. One, creating layers of armor that prevent us from being seen and from loving fully. And two, creating kinks in our energy field that eventually manifest into physical ailments and disease. As you can see, both of these things suck, as they have huge consequences on your personal well-being and your relationships. In the next session, we're going to start exploring two approaches for you to use sacred dance for emotional releasing.